meeting of the Mill Creek City Council to order, and we will begin with the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mayor Pam Pruitt.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Brian Hillsclaw.
Here.
Councilmember Sean Kelly.
Here.
Councilmember Donna Michelson.
Here.
Councilmember Vince Cavallari.
Here.
Councilmember Mike Todd.
Here.
And Councilmember Mark Vaughn.
Not here yet.
Make a motion and hope he arrives, or do you want to wait?
We can excuse him at the end of the meeting if he doesn't come. Okay. So let's just wait, because he told me today he was going to be here. Okay. First up is audience communication. Anything on the agenda, off the agenda? Will.
Yeah, the girl.
Coming to say happy holidays to all of us, right?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Will Nelson, 14925 29th Drive Southeast, Mill Creek. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
City Council.
Thank you.
For those who are not in the know, I thought it was rather hilarious this week when I was out for one of my walks to notice that Zach Anders now has a Bernie 2016 sticker on his Jeep.
Has a what?
Bernie Sanders 2016. Oh. I'm not sure if Zach's an opportunist or not mature, but anyway, I thought it was funny. The other thing I wanted to mention is next year you can probably start working more earnestly, if not already, on the fire contract. And one of the things I'd hope you would do is not listen to just what somebody thinks or says, but list all the options and get numbers. And because I was informed some time ago, and I don't remember by who, the former Chief Eastman, who has since passed away, did once comment that he thought that we could run our own fire department cheaper than what they were. True or not, I don't know. But an interesting thought by a fire chief. An interesting comment. That's all I got, guys.
Thanks, Will. Anybody else? Going once, twice? Okay, we will now move on to the public hearing. City Manager?
Thank you, Mayor, members of the Council. By way of review, you'll recall that the Council at your June 23rd meeting imposed a moratorium on the submission, acceptance, processing, and new funding site plan applications for properties in the East Gateway Urban Village. And you subsequently held a public hearing on July 28th relevant to that moratorium. The purpose of the moratorium was to evaluate the zoning and design regulations for the EGA. And subsequent to the adoption of that moratorium, the city entered into a contract with Eco Northwest to identify economically sustainable land uses consistent with the city's vision for the area and the potential financial impacts of those areas. The market feasibility and fiscal impact study are important elements of the city's evaluation of the eco zoning and design regulations. Your current moratorium expires on December 23rd, tomorrow. State law allows the city to extend that moratorium for periods not to exceed 6 months if a public hearing is held and findings of fact are made prior to each extension. Staff is recommending that the current moratorium be extended until March 31st, 2016, to give the council an opportunity to receive the data and evaluations from Eco Northwest in order to determine if it's the council's pleasure to make zoning and design changes within the EGOV area. And with that, Mayor, I will turn it over to you to open the public hearing.
Okay, so let's go ahead and open the public hearing for public comment. Does anybody want to comment on this? Once? Twice?
Okay, we will close the
public hearing and refer it back to the council. Are you going to introduce the ordinance?
Sure. Council, in your packets, you have a proposed ordinance, which would be Ordinance 2015-805. This ordinance merely extends your current moratorium until March 31st, 2016, and contains the findings of fact as required under law. Substantive change is that it does amend ordinance number 2015-795 by declaring the moratorium extended through March 31st, 2016, unless sooner terminated by the council.
Okay. Any comments, discussion? We have a motion.
I would support what our city manager has proposed based on the smack dab in the consulting group's assessment. So I would support this motion. 2015-805.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And just for clarification, Councilmember Cavalier, are you making that motion?
Yes.
No.
How much does he have to read?
I think just the title will be sufficient.
Okay. Go ahead.
In accordance of the City of Mill Creek, Washington, amending ordinance number 2015-795 to extend, renew, and continue the moratorium on binding site plan applications in the East Gateway Urban Village Zoning District through March 31st, 2016, adopting findings of fact supporting such extension and establishing an immediate effective date.
We have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Discussion? Brian, Mayor Protem.
Good question. Have we heard anything from Penny Creek Partners since we enacted the moratorium five months ago in 29 days?
In terms of hearing anything, I personally have not had any conversations, Mr. Rogers.
There have been a few conversations between staff and Roger Sortino and discussions mainly about the adjacent property. Haven't heard a whole lot.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to support this motion. I think it makes a lot of sense to do this. I guess a couple of questions and clarifications for us all. First of all, we're extending it for 3 months, basically, to encompass the period where we're waiting for Eco Northwest to finish their study, and we'll have a chance to talk about that. The two dates kind of line up really closely. I don't want us to get 1 week off in the process. Are we going to get our final report and have a chance to discuss it from Eco Northwest and then have time to do this? We're going to end up doing this on the same night. We had to do something with it.
Well, I think we can certainly change the date to make it longer if you'd like, Councilmember Todd. I made it more conservative to coincide with the conclusion of the study. If it is the council's pleasure upon conclusion of the study to direct the staff to go back and revisit zoning and land use and amend the code, then we would propose to you another extension to allow that work to be done. But for purposes of this, I took the more conservative approach, knowing that the council had the opportunity to extend if, after receiving the results, it was your pleasure to make code amendments.
So we have the opportunity for good cause to extend again. There's not a limitation on doing that. Okay.
Yes, you can extend it for successive periods up to 6 months each time, as long as you make findings of fact and have a public hearing.
Yeah, and as you said there, we can always call it off early. We can always extend. We have the opportunity to extend it.
Yes.
You just got them to line up, because if we get done with the Eco Northwest study and said we're not going to change anything, that would be easy to have that expire and move on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was trying to think about the timing of it, so we didn't end up rushed because we're off by 1 week because somebody gets sick or something like that. It works out fine. Thanks.
Thank you. And to the point about the timing, I'm going to support this extension of the moratorium based on the comments that were made earlier. What I'm concerned with is the timing. If we wrap up the Eco Northwest presentation towards the end of March, how many days do you have to notify the public before you have a public hearing?
It's a 10-day period, and I think what I would keep in mind, too, is that March deadline for Eco Northwest was their final report, but we will have an idea prior to that final report of findings and discussions with the council, which should then give you an opportunity to give the staff guidance about, yes, we want to pursue land use changes or zoning changes, even prior to the publication of the final report. And then we can certainly extend the moratorium if that's the council's desire to pursue those land use and zoning changes.
Make sure timing-wise that we had the 10 days, just like this meeting tonight,
sure,
was based on running out of time within a couple days. So if we're comfortable with the public hearing and the timing, I'm fine. I just want to make sure that we're good there.
Sure.
It's been a while since I've looked at this provision of the GMA, but I thought that we have the ability to extend the moratorium without holding a public hearing, as long as within a certain amount of time after we do make a decision to extend it, we hold the public hearing and adopt findings of fact. Is that incorrect? Is my
In the first time you can do it that way, where you can impose the moratorium and then have the public hearing, but to extend the existing moratorium, we had to do it concurrently.
Okay. Okay, thanks for clarifying.
And you'll keep this on the calendar so we don't slip with the 10 days again?
We will.
Discussion? Mike, go ahead.
I guess we'll say a comment. I think that this is good that we're talking to Eco Northwest. I think fundamentally in my mind, I'm still grasping onto the concept in the first place of something that was a mixed-use development, town center-ish, but I think we're reflecting on the fact that here we are in 2015, now 16, and that plan came from 2008. It makes sense to review it. I don't have any agendas here in terms of changes that we're going to make. I'm really open to the data that's going to come from these folks. And on one hand, I feel badly about doing moratoriums that may hinder somebody's property rights or plans, but I think this is the right thing to do, balancing that back and forth. I really don't want to hold them up forever. I think the fact that we've got Eco Northwest working on this and it makes sense to get that data makes a lot of sense. But I, in general, holding stuff up just because we want to hold it up isn't what I think we're about. So I think we're doing the right thing. Thanks.
Anything else? Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Passes unanimously. Now we're down to, gosh, there's no vouchers. How do we get reports? I just want to wish everybody the best for the holidays. This is an important time of year for family and friends, and I hope that everybody can spend time with their family and friends. Mark?
Sorry for being late. I technically do have tomorrow to finish my shopping, but I thought, why wait till the last minute? I'm done today, and traffic was kind of unanticipated heavy, so apologize for the delay.
You made it. That's good.
Yeah. No report, Mayor. Thank you. Merry Christmas to everybody.
I would also echo those same things. Merry Christmas to everybody, and fantastic year this year. A lot was done in a very short period of time, and I'd like to say kudos to all the staff and congratulations.
No report, just happy holidays to everybody.
I thought the city manager and staff did a great job with Chief Crandall's going away luncheon. I was glad I was able to attend that last week. When we're here for a little longer, I'll give a report on the Snohomish County Tomorrow meeting from a couple weeks ago and the growth monitoring report, because I think there's some interesting information that's coming out of that that relates to some of the discussion we had a few weeks ago on the comprehensive plan and the one land use change. But rather than taking up a lot of time today, I'll do that in the new year.
Save the good stuff for next year.
That's right.
Kind of quick, I've handed this out, the report from Community Transit. It isn't all covered there. I just want to say the Community Transit folks are pretty excited and very, very busy trying to figure out what they can do to implement new service that's going to be a result of both some new service they'd already planned, but also some new services as a result of the sales tax increment they're going to get. And so they're very excited by that, and I think it's going to help us a lot of ways around in and around Mill Creek. It is still contingent, the SWIFT 2 plans are still contingent on a successful grant process through the feds to get the capital to make that happen, but they're hopeful they've got a good project. And with that sales tax increase, they will have the operating funds to do it. So that's kind of the two things they're working on. I think that'll be exciting for Mill Creek if and when that happens. We've got our fingers crossed. We don't normally follow federal kinds of things, but they're also very excited. We should all be excited that the federal government decided to pass the transportation bill that's not just a couple-year extension. The fact they actually have a transportation bill that assures both highway and public transit folks that they've got money to count on is a big deal. So if you didn't see that in the news, that is a big deal for Somers County, the state, the country. Other one is that reminder that we've got the SEC dinner is going to be hosted by Mill Creek, so it'll be here close. And so since we're at the hosting city, it's always nice to go. The main event for that meeting is our annual election of people to the various PSRC spots and then the officers of the group. But it's also, we're going to try to get Patrick Pierce to be there, our guest speaker. It's a short speech kind of that night, but Patrick Pierce is a local guy. He's in front unincorporated Mill Creek area, and he's the new director for Economic Alliance. And so we're going to try to get him to come and talk about what's important, and I think it's kind of our chance to rope him back into some of the things that are important in Snohomish County. So we're looking forward to having him.
When is the dinner?
Third Thursday?
Yeah, third Thursday, January 22nd, I want to say. That's probably wrong. Something like that.
All right. Kelly's handling all that now because...
21st, I think, would be the third Thursday,
right?
I think,
yeah.
So.
Something like that.
Five.
At Mill Creek Country Club?
It'll be the Country Club, yeah. And so... Yeah, Lita Carl, who's been our assistant for many, many years, is no longer employed with the county, and so she's looking for something new, and so the SEC is also looking for support. We'll also be thanking Linda at that event, but Kelly's graciously going to take on a little extra with some help from others to get that event going, but we're going to have to kind of struggle for a while as a group to get those dinners organized. That's my report. Thanks.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody. As I bring out the close to my first year here in Mill Creek, I want to tell you what a pleasure it's been to work for all of you and the citizens here. I'm really excited about 2016. I think we have great things on the horizon.
Tom?
Merry Christmas. It's been a great year. Look forward to next year.
Anybody else? Okay. Any audience communication last time? Going once, twice, three. Okay, with that, we are adjourned.
I know, right? Let me go side there.
No, but if you wait too long, even.